Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da. Hey, today we've got a special guest, Danny Backer. Swing that music. He's a singer saxophonist and one of the most versatile musicians I know on the scene today. He's got the ability to communicate the standards to a contemporary audience. And he's got a decade of experience. I've heard him play live. He's phenomenal. He's an award-winning artist. He's performed with jazz legends from John Cooke to Wynton Marsalis. We're going to experience him soon because he's going to be performing in the New York City area at the Metropolitan Room Tuesday, June 16th, 25th, 26th, and 28th. All different times. All good to see. All of them listed right here. You can also go to www.dannybackermusic.com to find out. But what I like most about Danny is the fun he has with his music. Let's start out with one of his pieces now.
King of the swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I want to be a man cub and stroll right into town and be just like the other men. I'm tired of monkeying around. Oh, ooby-doo, I want to be like you. I want to walk like you, talk like you, too. Your thing is true, and it's like me. Be human too. Now don't try to kid me, man, cub. I made a deal with you. What I desire is man's red fire to make my dream come true. Give me a secret, man, cub. Come on, clue me what to do. Give me the power of man's red flower so I can be like you. Oh, ooh, ooh, ooh. I wanna be like you. I wanna walk like you, talk like you. You're gonna see it's true. Someone like me can learn to be like someone like you. I'll ape your mannerisms. We'll be a set of twins. No one will know where man cub ends and orangutan begins. And when I eat bananas, won't peel them with my feet, cause I'll become a man cub and learn some etiquette. Oh, Abba-dabba-doo, I wanna be like you. I wanna walk like you, I talk like you. You're gonna see it's true, and it's like me. Can I learn to be human too? Can I learn to be like someone like me? Can I learn to be like someone like you? Can I learn to be human too?
fantastic. He's really great. I'm going to open up the mic now. Danny, if you'd listen, get ready to have your mic opened. Here we go. Danny Backer, you're on the line.
Hi, who was that you were just playing?
Wasn't that you?
Oh, yes, that's right. Oh, is that what it was? I think I remember doing
Don't
that.
Don't throw me off. Don't try to throw me off. I'll do the jokes. No, that was great. That was fantastic. And you are backed up by a lot of great people. Tell me.
Oh, yeah, we have a terrific lineup. I was lucky to have such a great band working with me.
And who's on that? Can you?
We have a lot of great musicians there. Let's see. The guy singing along with me was the arranger of that particular piece. That's Pete McGinnis, who's a terrific trombonist, a Grammy-nominated arranger and singer. And he traded scats with me as well as playing trombone. And on cornet was the inimitable Warren Bechet. And tenor sax, I had Dave Dempsey. And then my rhythm section, Howard Olden on guitar, Jason DeBoric on piano. We had Bill Goodwin on drums and Ray Drummond on bass.
Wow. They are really fun. There's really a great fun to your music. And now you've got an upcoming show in the city. So tell us about
that. Right. Well, I have a big show coming up. It's sort of a launch project, really, that kind of coincides with the release of my advanced EP CD. So the actual full album isn't out yet, but the advanced EP is five tracks and from this project. And it's sort of, kind of an introducing Danny Backer and the Swing That Music All-Star. So it's sort of a live show that coincides with my album project. And we're doing, of course, the music of Louis Armstrong, Louis Jordan, and Louis Prima, the three Louis. And I'll be there with a great all-star lineup. Again, some of the cats are on the record, as well as some new guys that I'm playing with, like Jay Rodriguez on tenor sax. And, of course, Pete McGinnis will be back and Warren Bechet. And we have Tim Horner on drums joining us and, Dean Johnson on bass. And then I've got a couple of guest vocalists, too, coming in. And they're going to kind of alternate evenings. Because on the recording, I worked with a really talented, wonderful singer named Cyril Amé. And she's sort of a rising jazz star. And I guess she's already risen, I guess you'd say. She's playing all over the world. And she did a couple of duets with me, but she wasn't available to do the performance. I certainly didn't shirk getting a good performer to take her place, which would be Gabrielle Stravelli. Who's a wonderful singer, just won the Mac Award for Best Female Vocalist, and another really talented jazz singer named Sharnay Wade. So I've got, a nice group to be working with.
Oh, yeah. When you're working with such A-listers, it's hard to say, all right, can you commit for a week because they're in such demand to get them all? It's not an easy thing.
We've had our share of, people saying we need to sub out this gig. For example, my drummer that I'm working with, Tim Horner, is really, he works with a lot of top people. And Ann Hampton Calloway called him up and said, I need you to do this gig for me, and I'm doing this special event. And, the pay was much better than what I was paying him. So, of course, he had to take the gig. But, in this business, you don't blame anyone for doing that. It's sort of, it's kind of par for the course, and then you just get another person to come in that's a good reader or a good sub or someone that plays and hopefully can do as good a job as the other person, and that's what you call getting a sub. It happens all the time in jazz. So there's a few people that needed to be out for different reasons.
You got that jazz talk down.
I know. Yeah, I'm looking at the Jazz Vernacular Dictionary right in front of me as I do this interview. So I.
No, it's great. It's a great sound and a lot of great people there playing. And the other thing that's interesting is that you're bringing back a sound that people might not even remember.
Right. That's the hope. That's the hope. Most of the audience that remembered it the first time probably won't remember it the second time they hear it. So, we get it just right. The demographic might be hearing it for the first time again,
Yeah, it's true. And that, and you're targeting. But, again, the Metropolitan Room is such a lovely room that the address. You can even get tickets going to the Metropolitan Room. Is that correct? Just Google Metropolitan Room?
Absolutely.
Online,
you'll sign my link there. I know we open up next week, so Tuesday the 16th is our opening night, and then the following week we actually do three more performances. So I think you have it on your you mentioned it, but June 16th at 7 o'clock. Then we have June 25th, which is a Thursday night at 9:30. June 26th at 7 o'clock, which is a Friday night, and then Sunday, the 28th, we have the matinee set. So
that's
a
nice brunch
show.
Thing to do. I love jazz brunches.
Yes,
they serve food
well,
there
this is
too.
A little later,
so
a little later than brunch, you might get really hungry. But I recommend quite a few mimosas ahead of time if you're going to wait to eat at 4 o'clock.
It's all good. It's all good. So Danny, take hold right now and lay back. I want to play another song. If it's Love You
Perfect.
Want by Danny Becker here. He's gonna
If you like a guy with gold, don't care if he's young or old. It's a sense you're barking up the wrong tree. But if you want to get your kicks from a boy who knows the tricks, if it's love you want, baby, that's me. If you want a guy with class who is way above the mass, well, I'm not the right person, obviously. But if you want to get that glow from a cat that's in the know, if it's love you want, baby, that's me. So take your time and think it over. Don't do anything that's rash. Don't go for a guy with flash, 'cause love will last longer than cash. If you want a streamlined car or a handsome movie star, I'm not the right type, I must agree. But if you feel like getting sent from a truly righteous gent, if it's love you want, baby, that's me. Now, I'm not one to brag or boast, but I'll take you out, honey, and prove the perfect host. I'm a feminist dollface, so what the heck? I'll even let you pay the check. If it's love you want, baby, that's me. I've got a message to all you ladies out there. If you're searching cyberspace for love, you won't find it there. Come over to my place, I'll blow your mind. There'll be close encounters of every kind. If it's love you want, baby, that's me. Baby, that's me. Honey, please don't make me ask again. Come on back to my place. You can bring a friend. Just one night with me, you'll want no other. But we'll have to be quiet so we don't wake up mother. If it's love you want, baby, that's me. So take your time and think it over. Don't do anything that's rash. Don't go for a guy with flash, 'cause love will last longer than cash. If you want a guy with class who is way above the mass, well, I'm not the right person, obviously. But if you want to get that glow from a cat that's in the know, if it's love you want, baby, that's me. Stop playing this game of cat and mouse, honey, and why don't you come on home with me? I mean, I could show you my etchings. I got some 8x10s and some black and whites, and, you know, we'll have a glass of wine. We can put down a magnum, the two of us. You know, I got small glasses, so it'll take us all night. Look at a couple of nude paintings, get in the mood. I mean, come on, babe, what do you say? Just you and me and some Barry Manilow. What? No? You don't like Barry Manilow? How about some Michael Bolton? Well, wait a minute. Now, don't leave. Honey, wait.
got some. All right, Danny. So tell us about the instrument you're playing, and you play and sing. So tell us how you got started with swing. What made you go to swing? Actually, let's backtrack. Let's go how you started in music.
In music, okay, yeah. Well, I mean, I think, as you know, Nancy, just my background is not just as a musician, but also as an actor and a comedian and a writer. And, you know, I've worn a lot of hats through the years in the entertainment business. And, you know, just one thing I've always kind of done with my music, it was always something sort of in tandem with whatever else I was doing as an artist. And I always, you know, I'd do a show, or I'd do, you know, a comedy gig, or I'd be writing for something. And, you know, the other thing, I'd go off and do my gigs. You know, that was how I always kind of made my money. I never had to take a waiting job or anything. I was always able to play, you know, little clubs and restaurants and bars and, you know, wherever I could get a gig growing up. And, yeah, I started playing saxophone when I was 10 years old, and then, you know, kind of singing after that, and just really got into the whole jazz scene. I've always sort of gravitated towards that music. And it's just another facet of, or aspect of performing that I've always loved doing. So it's just kind of has always been there.
Can I just say, but was there a particular musician or a particular person that influenced you? Because, you know, there's a lot of swing out there, but was there someone in particular?
Yeah, I mean, I think it probably, you know, going back to, like, who got me into this music would probably have been my mother's parents, my grandfather and grandmother. I was very, very close with them always, and I'm, you know, my grandmother's still around, thank goodness, at 90 years old, and she's still doing great. But, you know, always just very close to all my grandparents. But, you know, it was that kind of music they would listen to, like, you know, the music of swing music of the 40s, big band music, that I just kind of gravitated towards. And even at a very young age in elementary school, I remember all my friends trying to ask me what music I was into, and I'd say jazz or big band. They all laughed and said, you know, you got to listen to the stuff today. And at the time, it was a lot of, you know, heavy metal and a lot of, you know, rock and roll. And you know, not that I had anything against that music, but it just didn't click with me. And I'd listen to it and say, okay, but I'd rather listen to, you know, Benny Goodman or Count Basie or Duke Ellington or Ella Fitzgerald. And, you know, that was kind of where I kept going towards. So I think that's really what my basis, or what gave me a foundation in loving that kind of music.
Now, you seem to have a connection to Louis Armstrong. I'm getting there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, one of the reasons I decided to do this project was, originally, my producer on the project, named Rosanna Vitro, wonderful jazz singer, and she's a Grammy-nominated singer as well. And, you know, I talked to her about doing an album, and she said, I'd like to produce it, and, you know, but we got to do the right thing. We got to come up with a theme. What's going to really be you? What are you going to sell in a record, rather than just doing standards that, you know, a lot of people do? What's going to set your album project apart? So she originally, years ago, came up with this idea of, you know, doing a Louis Armstrong tribute, because he's such a great entertainer, not just a musician. And I said, okay, I like that idea. But I just felt like, you know, why not add a little to the mix and put a little variety in there, not just do Louis Armstrong, but, you know, we put a Louis Jordan, because he's a singer and saxophonist. Now, that last tune that you just played was actually a Louis Jordan tune, a really obscure, I mean, I don't think I've ever heard anyone else do it but Louis Jordan. But Louis Jordan, I always tell people, sort of the first rap artist in the United States, because years before rap was popular, Louis Jordan would do a tune and then kind of go into this talking, this patter. And it was usually very humorous. So that was actually some patter I wrote in the middle, because I wanted to kind of make it more.
Well, I got black and white, so yours.
Yeah, right. No, but I mean, you know, it was something like, okay, let me take that idea and then just make it my own, you know, rather than try and say what Louis Jordan said, because that worked for him and his situation in the 1940s, you know, when he recorded the song, and it was sort of timely for that era, but it wouldn't necessarily translate today. So it was like, how do I kind of make that, you know, work for me? But the idea was, you know, he would do these raps often, and just really terrific talent, extremely influential musician. You know, he influenced a lot of people.
Would that be like a riff? You said rap.
Well, when I say like rap, I'm talking about like the spoken word aspect of his music. You know, taking the song until, like I did in the middle of that song, which was tell like a little story. You know, mm-hmm. and like talk. So you'd have the song part, and it's a, like I said, sort of, you know, the album is a real mix of songs that would be very familiar, but we sort of re-envision them. But also, you know, we would take, you know, like a song like this, for example, if it's Love You Want Baby, That's Me, which is really obscure. and just kind of have fun with that and, like, you know, perform it for people that probably maybe have never heard it before or, you know, only remember Louis Jordan doing it. But it's not definitely not one of the ones that's like a major, a popular song. Like, Louis Jordan did so many tunes, like, you know, Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby, which is a
real pop.
It's a great tune. That's one of the ones we do on the recording, too. And I actually wrote a shout chorus to that. But, you know, I mean, I digress. Basically, what I'm saying is it's important to, I feel, mix it up, you know, bring stuff that people, that an audience can relate to and say, yeah, I've heard this before, but what's he doing differently? So take a different take on it, but then also take a song that's obscure and take some obscure tunes that people maybe aren't as familiar with.
So, okay, so the upcoming show is a tribute at the Metropolitan Room to the Three Louis, a tribute, Armstrong, Freeman, and Jordan, and
right.
And your band, and celebrating the debut of your new album recording, your EP, Swing That Music.
Yeah,
Swing
right.
That Music. And now, is that available for purchase? Can people buy that?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, if you go on my website, DannyBackerMusic.com, you can actually just, you know, there's a buy link there, and it says, you know, buy CD, and you just click that, and it takes you to PayPal, and $10, I'm all yours. I just, you
and
know,
what would you suggest? Where should they go to get tickets? Where should they go online to get tickets?
Well, I think the best thing is to go to MetropolitanRoom.com. You can also go to my website, and there's links there, you know, buying ticket links. But the best would be just MetropolitanRoom.com, and, you know, find
okay,
me right
those,
there. On...
I'm going to give those dates again. That's Tuesday, June 16th, 7 p.m., Thursday, June 25th, 9:30, Friday, the 26th, 7 p.m., and Sunday, June 28th at 4 p.m. And these are nice little shows. You can sit back, have a drink. Now, you got to tell everyone about who your director is.
You actually have to have two drinks, Nancy.
Two drinks. Sorry. You have to have two drinks because it's swing, people. You can't swing with one.
No. That's the minimum, I think. I think it's a two drink.
Go with me on this, Danny. Listen, tell them about the director of your show.
Well, yeah. You know, this is no lightweight in this music. I'm working with none other than the legendary Marilyn May, who directed the live show version of my album. And it's been such a joy to work with her. Most people would know her in the New York area or anywhere else in the country if you like good singing and great music. And she's really a legend.
World-renowned, yeah.
Yeah, she is. And it's been such a treat to work with someone like Marilyn May, who's got so much knowledge and can share so much with people like myself who, you know, just want to you know, take this music to the next generation and the next level. So it's
fun.
I
got to tell you, it's great summer music. It's great summer music just to get in the mood. Definitely.
Absolutely, yeah.
And let's fit in another song before we go, and then we're going to come back and wrap it up and give the last of the information. So start preparing. Here we go.
Thank you, man.
Swing That Music.
Gives a chill, I feel such a thrill. My feet won't keep still when they swing that music. A rhythm like that puts me in a trance. Oh, you can't blame me for wanting to dance. From what I understand, it must be just grand to play in a band when they swing that music. I'm as happy as I can be when they swing that music for me. My head feels a buzz, a reason there was. I feel buzzed because they are swinging that music. Rhythm like that sets me up for war. Oh, you can't blame me if I don't wanna fall. From what I have heard, it must mean the world to dance with a girl when they swing that music. Oh, I'm happy as I can be when you swing that music with me. keep still when they swing that music. Rhythm like that puts me in a trance. Oh, you can't blame me for wanting to dance. From what I understand, it must be just grand to play in a band. When they swing that music, I'm as happy as I can be. When they swing that music for, swing that music for, when they swing that music for me.
Excellent, excellent. Love it. Love it, Danny. So give us the information. Give us the final plug. You got 2 minutes.
Fine. Well, definitely, if you're listening out there, make sure you get to see one of my shows, the Metropolitan Room. I'd love to have you down there. It's going to be a real fun night, a swinging night, as they say. And, again, Tuesday, this is the Metropolitan Room, which is on West 22nd Street between 5th and 6th Avenue. And, again, it's going to be Tuesday the 16th, okay, and that's 34 West 22nd Street in New York City, Metropolitan Room, Tuesday, June 16th, 7 o'clock. Thursday, June 25th at 9:30 p.m., Friday, 6:26 at 7 p.m., and Sunday, 6:28 at 4 p.m. So definitely get out there and make one of those shows. You will not regret it, I guarantee.
And if they can't make this show, where can they follow you and buy your CDs?
Well, you can certainly always check my website, DannyBackerMusic.com, and there'll be a full calendar of events each month, and tells you about certain highlight events that I'm playing. But, you know, usually any given week I'm different venues in New York City or New Jersey playing and singing and making merry. And, of course, you can always get the CD on the site and just follow the Buy Now album, Buy CD Now, little, you know, what do they call that, a button. And just click it and you're on your way.
All right, Danny. I want to thank you for being a guest on today's show. And you can follow him and follow his music, www.DannyBackerMusic.
Yeah, DannyBackerMusic.com. And don't forget, Backer is B-A-C-H-E-R. It's important they spell it right. It sounds like B-A-C-K, but it's B-A-C-H-E-R.
It's like
music.com.
Bacher, yeah. Like the musician, Bach.
Bacher, yeah, like Bach with an E-R at the end, right.
Bacher. So check out Danny. Don't miss him at the Metropolitan Room. We want to thank Danny Bacher for being a guest on our show today. And check him up. Swing that music. All right.
Thank you, Nancy Lombardo.
All right. I'm a big fan of Danny Bacher, so follow him, please. All right, Danny. Thank you for being a guest today, Nancy.
My true pleasure. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. All right. This is Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. With your host, Nancy Lombardo, thank you for tuning in. All right. Big kiss. Bye-bye.